All right. Welcome back to the new Earl Ingram Show at 540 AM WAUK and 101 FM of the Shaw. You know, I've decided that I'm going to talk a little bit more about the American presidents have lied later on in the show. I have this subject that I want to talk about that, you know, human nature and the decisions that we have to make at times in our lives. And nobody escapes these types of discussions that have to be made during the time that life is waning. And in this instance, a daughter-in-law was facing the impending death of her mother-in-law. And the mother-in-law was imminent that she was in the last stages of her life. And, you know, the social media and what's happened with social media over the last 10 to 12 years or so has really become either a godsend or curse. Listen to this story, because I'm sure many of us have experienced it or will at some point in time. The internet has thrown its support behind a woman who plans to prevent her mother-in-law's friend from attending her funeral. Let me say that again. The internet has thrown its support behind a woman who plans to prevent her mother-in-law's friend from attending her funeral. Hey Duddy explained her dilemma about not wanting the friend of her mother-in-law to attend her funeral. In the post, the user said her mother-in-law was in a hospice having suffered with kidney disease and advanced dementia. The poster added that the mother-in-law had refused any medical care, but that the friend had made her life and that of her cancer-stricken husband hell as a result. In the post, the user said she wrongly believes that I have stopped getting the care for the mother-in-law that she needs and will not believe it was the mother-in-law's wishes. I actually have nothing to do with the decision-making. All doctors and nurses involved in her case have seen the documents and will not give anything that isn't absolutely necessary. For example, she has morphine for pain, but they refuse a surgery that she could have had, and it wouldn't have significantly improved things. Her friend is being very vocal and telling everyone who will listen how we have stopped her getting the care she needs, and we're just after her money. She also said all of this at the bedside and hospice. The post continued. She tried calling social services and the GP, but they didn't take anything further and realized it was malicious. So here's the question. Phone lines are open at 844-967-2789. Look, I have experienced the one thing for certain about this life is the longer you live, the more you're going to have to experience situations like this, and nobody escapes. As your parents or loved ones start reaching the age where they will soon expire. And you are there and your heart is broken and you want to see your loved ones stay alive, you know, because not because they want to stay alive, but because we selfishly don't want to let go of those we love. And I get it. I've been through it. You know, I'm not talking about something I don't know about. I've been through it several times. And so we want the hospitals and the doctors to provide, you know, whatever comfort, you know, they can provide. The doctors will tell you there's some things we can do, you know, but it's not going to change the outcome. The outcome is going to be that your loved one is going to expire, as we all are at a given time in this life. None of us, we've got a time to live and a time to die. And so accepting death is a part of the life. And so we do have a hard time, of accepting that. But if you got somebody who's not a family member, but a best friend of the family member that is facing the inevitable, why would you, as a family friend, get yourself entwined with the family? I don't care if you were the friend of the family member that is expiring. Why would you go on social media and berate the family and then think that as the evil consequences of time take over the life and brings that life to an end, why would you think that you should be entitled to, you know, to be included in the planning for the funeral of that person? Our phone lines are open at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. It is, you know, it is a reality that we find ourselves in far too often. And I'm not saying that this didn't always take place, but with the onset of social media, it has been made even worse. You know, Sam, you're a young person, and but I'm sure you understand what I'm talking about.
Yeah, definitely, Earl. Whether, honestly, it be from pets or friends of my parents, I've seen a lot of this situation you're talking about for sure. And honestly, it is rather selfish for people to get on social media. I feel like it's an attention grab for themselves. Like, if, especially in the case of the best friend, you know, you're just rubbing the salt in the wound at that point and just making it messier. You know, it's so unnecessary. And I feel like a lot of people try to convey over social media, especially that they're here for someone or that they are there to care for them. But it honestly just comes off as selfish and self-centered. You know what I mean?
Well, it absolutely is the case, but it also brings an extreme amount of pain.
Definitely.
At a time when people don't need any added pain, you know, whatever it is you feel. And then part of this is that people feel so entitled. Well, I'm the friend of the person who is, well, okay, you may be the friend, but you're not the blood. You're not the family. And there's a limit to where friendship and family, you know, there's a separation there. I don't care how close you are to said person, you aren't family. And during times of, you know, benevolence, you know, friends have to be in their place. And families should be in their place. Our phone lines are open. 844-967-2789. What do you say? You're tuned into the new Earl Ingram Show. We'll be right back. 844-967-2789. Be right back.